Hey guys, happy Wednesday. It is Pam here, and it is our second week of meditation. So if you didn't have a chance yet to listen to or read week one, not that you have to, but this week we'll feed off of it a little bit. And also, if you go to my website and go under favorite finds and mini trainings, there's a great podcast by a neuroscientist who explains what goes on inside our brains when we meditate. And it's a 20-minute podcast. So if that's a little too long for you, head on over to the mini training. It's a 5-minute animation and it pretty much does the same thing. It's really fascinating. So take a look. All right. Our main cue, one inspiring cue, is see, hear, feel. See, hear, feel. So what you're going to do is just begin by sitting quietly. If you'd like to have a little background music, soft background music, just instrumental, that's fine. And just take a few deep breaths. And then let the breath begin to flow on its own. And you're going to begin to what's called label or note. Label or note. And that's what the see, hear, feel is. So you'll keep your eyes open for this meditation. And anything that you see, you'll say see. Anything that you hear, whether it's thoughts in your head or something outside, you'll label as hear. And anything you feel, you'll label as feel. And so you may be saying see, see, hear, hear, feel. Like it doesn't matter what order it's in, just whatever comes up. If it's only one thing or if it's two things at the same time, all you're doing for right now is just labeling it. It's the beginning of a mindfulness practice. And so why are we doing this? Well, there's a meditation teacher named Shinzen Young, and he created a form of meditation called unified mindfulness. And some of you may have heard of mindfulness-based stress reduction. So it's very similar to that, although this one has the noting and the labeling. And so what he says, and this is a quote, spoken or mental labels are options within the process of noting, just like first and second gear are options in the process of driving. In other words, the way in which you see these labels is for you to decide based on what your mind needs to stay focused and present. Any noting practice keeps you at the most basic and intuitive level of mindfulness and is very easy to come back to if the mind begins to wander. So I have to tell you guys, this approach to meditation has been transformational for me. I've been doing it throughout the whole day. Whether I'm driving, I'll sit for 5-10 minutes, and I'm just labeling, see, hear, feel. And it really has helped me stay more present, and it's helped to keep my mind from wandering. So try it out. Even if you only do it for 1 minute, little by little, you'll work up to 5 or 10 minutes, eventually longer. And remember that a meditation practice is just like working out. You don't just do it once and it works. So it's a constant practice and you will notice a difference over time. So practice the see, hear, feel. And one inspiring tip, Shinzen recommends as you label, try to maintain a low, gentle, almost matter-of-fact quality to your voice. He says that maintaining an equanimity in your voice tone tends to create an equanimity state in your consciousness. When you're in an equanimity state, sights, sounds, thoughts, and body sensations arise and pass without stickiness. So work on just keeping that again, just that low, gentle matter-of-fact. See, see, hear, feel. So just keep it low and matter of fact. And if you would like a guided meditation, there's a direct link in this email under my favorite finds. You can go to my website as well. It's a short guided meditation. I think it's 5 minutes for anxiety and stress, and it's led. And then there's also, I received an email from DJ Taz. Some of you may know him. He travels around the world actually playing music for yoga classes and workshops and the Wanderlust. So I've actually done some classes with him and his music is beautiful. And he created some meditations. Again, there's a direct link in this email and you're going to want earphones for it. And you're going to want to watch it. There's earth, wind, fire. My favorite is ether. And so you'll see the visuals and there's some affirmations that come up. It's just beautiful. My one inspiring quote today is, the goal of meditation isn't to control your thoughts, it's to stop letting them control you. The goal of meditation isn't to control your thoughts, it's to stop letting them control you. Until next Wednesday, namaste.